It's 28 minutes to 8 on Radio National Breakfast. Let's talk sport with Warwick Hadfield now. Warwick, hello there.
Good morning to you, Fran.
And Warwick, Brisbane are the A-League premiers.
Yes, Fran, but only by the skin of their leonine teeth. Reflecting recent events in Brisbane, it was a game of drought and then deluge, ultimately decided by a penalty shootout. Now, during the Brisbane floods, if you wanted to be out on the Helio Stadium, you needed to be able to walk on water. When the time came to do the football equivalent yesterday, well, Raw seemed to have been practising with 3 minutes of extra time to go. They trailed the Central Coast Mariners 2-0. Then Henrique reached into his pocket for a miracle, 2-1, and the equaliser came right on the fullest of full-time, a header from Eric Partolo. Raw goalkeeper Michael Theocletus then seemed to have a pocket full of miracles of his own, thrice saving in the shootout. So instead of the muddy brown of a few weeks ago, the stadium became a sea of orange and maroon. And it was Brisbane's first premiership. The thing will be to see now if they can keep coach Ange Postecoglou, who's been mooted as a replacement for Ernie Merrick at Melbourne Victory. Surely he couldn't leave now. And coaches were of high interest in the women's basketball grand final yesterday. Bulleen's Tom Maher against Canberra's Carrie Greff. Good mate against good mate. And finally, Tom Maher prevailed as the Boomers won 103-78. It was Bulleen's first grand final win in 28 years and came after successive grand final losses to the Capitals. Now, there's not much of her, but what there was very good yesterday. Tiny point guard Sharon Milner was adjudged Bulleen's best for her 27 points and 3 assists. And out in Boomerland, the suburbs of Melbourne, I reckon they'd be still celebrating, as they are in cricket in Tasmania. This morning, they pulled off a minor miracle to claim a home Sheffield Shield final yesterday, chasing down 373 against South Australia. Tasmania will play New South Wales now in the final. In the World Cup, Australia beat Kenya by 60 runs, but that would only have been a serious news story if they hadn't. In netball, Brisbane doing all right in that sport too. The Firebirds thrashing Adelaide in their Trans-Tasman League game yesterday, 64-42. Natalie Medhurst was unerring under the ring, 25 goals from 27 shots. Now on to oval ball footy's various. There are at least two NRL clubs with much to ponder after round one. Penrith got done over by Newcastle 42-8, while Canberra smashed Cronulla Sutherland 40-12. And tonight Canterbury Bankstown plays the West Tigers. Yes, Mungo Mondays are back. Benji Marshall in action for the Tigers. In rugby football, no less an authority than Greg Grouders Groudon of the SMH is calling for the try to be worth 6 points instead of 5, which of course is a long, long way from the days of the rugby school when it was worth 0 but gave you the chance to try for a goal. But when sides can score 4 tries to 1 and still be beaten by a sharp-shooting penalty taker, there's a lot of merit in what Grouders is saying. In Australian football, news from South Australia's wine country that while it's still a bit young, vintage Falau should mature nicely. Israel Falau, the convert from rugby league, played his first game for Greater Western Sydney yesterday, a practice one against Port Adelaide, and happily didn't make a mess of things. And quickly in rowing, the Kings and Queens Cup were contested yesterday in Adelaide. New South Wales won the men's 8, while Victoria won the women's. More sport tomorrow, Fran.
Good on you, Warwick. Thanks very much.